You are listening to Proudly Resents, the cult movie podcast.
To all you Proudly Resents listeners out there, just remember, you can't piss on hospitality. I want it!
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, sir. Impatient pants, what's up with you?
I don't mean to be impatient. I'm a producer. I'm an American, you know how Americans are.
Crass. An American chewing gum in their silk stockings, wooing the people over here, etc., etc.
How did you know I'm wearing silk stockings right now and chewing
gum? I can tell. They're nylon. They can hear the crackling.
Damn you, crackling.
Much like the iPod makes the noise, the iPhone makes the interference noise, so does the stocking make a crackling noise.
Did you have to rub it in right away?
Yes, I do.
This is Prowler.
What happened?
Well, let me just say what show this is. Prowler Resents. Nico's on the phone. This is Adam Spiegelman. I was editing a show recorded a long time ago in San Francisco in the Dark Room Theater, where we've done a bunch of shows. It's a really good movie. It's called Ghost Fever. Do not steal it. We will do it soon. It is a racist ghost movie for kids with cursing, starring George Jefferson. Yeah, there's other guys. There's 20 other bad movie podcasts. They are all desperate for something. But listening to it, sound wasn't great. Figured I can do. And then there was interference, and I bet you it was from Joey LaPena's cell phone. He was one of the guests.
That man and his cell phone.
Okay.
The number of times things have been ruined by that man's cell phone.
He can't turn it up because he has to connect with people. He's the type of person who will call you and then put you on hold. You know, he'll call you and then he'll be like, hold on a second. Yeah, can I get a slice of cheese? You're like, well, why did you call me when you were next in line?
That man's an asshole. Don't have him back.
Yes, you never even met him and you know who he is.
I know his kind. His ilk, if you like.
So this week we're doing either two things. And look, you can see the title, what happens. Either we're going to do, I'm going to play a great episode with Adam Felber and I talking about Wicker Man. Again, don't steal it. And
the remake, I'm guessing.
Oh, of course, the remake. Not the one with the bees, British guy.
Bees, millions of bees.
Bees, how to get burned.
That is one of the best movies ever.
Ever. So even if we're not, you got to watch it. It's fantastic. And then check out one of the other bad movies podcasts, because I'm sure they've talked about it. It's number one classic. If not, then we're going to just talk about our favorite podcasts and blogs. Now, please call into our hotline. Call up with your favorite blog or podcast and promote it here on our show. So I got Nico on, and of course, Nico's from another country.
I am from another country. I'm very exotic.
How do you feel about, this might get dated, but Sarah Palin talking about Paul Revere? Did you hear that?
I did. When she's talking about the ringing of bells and the trying to steal our arms.
It's so good. God bless her. Oh, but you'd be so happy if she won, wouldn't you?
She's supposed to be coming over here, isn't she?
Oh, really?
There's a bit of a hoo-ha here at the moment.
Hoo-ha.
Because she wants to come over here and meet Mrs. Thatcher. And Thatcher's aides have gone, we can't have Mrs. Thatcher meeting Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin's nuts.
Yeah, it would ruin her reputation. There was a crazy guy in New York who was obsessed with Mayor Giuliani when he was the mayor about trying to bring him down. And it was so bad, Giuliani finally had him put in jail for harassment. But one of the things he did was he had people dressed like KKK people, you know, the hoods and the white robes. With pies.
I'm aware of the
you have one hanging up behind you. We're video Skyping, I can see.
Remember that video that me and you did? We did that party. It was fun.
It was fun. We burned across my own lawn, which I thought was weird, but, you know.
Well, you know.
Go home, basically what I'm trying to say to myself. But they had these two KKK guys walk to City Hall with pies and say they were giving them to Giuliani because they're such good, big fans. Just to make them look bad, and I feel like that's the same thing about Palin trying to go see Thatcher.
If Mrs. Thatcher's staff are saying that Sarah Palin is nuts, then,
you know it's bad.
Must be. Although I would love to see the two of them together.
Well, real quick, let me give the hotline number. It's 646-481-5476. Leave a message. You can promote your own blog or podcast, but then please, unlike Paul Goebel, please promote somebody else's podcast.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, this is Tony Danza. Yeah, from Who's the Boss? I was just calling to say my favorite podcast is Proudly Resents. Just kidding. It's the Paul Goble Show.
Is that the KKK hotline that you're giving?
Yes, it is.
See, okay. I just want to make sure.
Sure. Now I'm going to get 14 calls saying, hey, on the KKK hotline. Thanks, Nico. Also, you can go to the website, proudlyresents.com/contact. Okay. Now, let's talk to you.
Yeah, please, why not? I was doing nothing interesting.
What were you doing?
I was eating my tea.
You're eating your tea.
Dinner, as I believe you call it. Tea is what we call over here.
You call dinner tea?
Yeah. We call lunch dinner, and we call dinner tea. Oh, we're so different from you.
No idea what you're saying right now. I'm completely lost.
What you call lunch,
we might
call dinner.
Right.
And what you call dinner, like a 6 o'clock meal, we the working classes might call tea here.
What do you guys call tea?
The drink or the meal tea?
Don't you have a tea between lunch and dinner?
Oh, we have tiffin.
Don't make up words.
I'm not making up words. 11 o'clock,
we
tiffin.
We have blachach.
Mishpucha.
What time is mishpucha? Again, what did I say? No Yiddish. You are not.
I couldn't resist. It was so inviting. And then, of course, there's supper, which is after 10.
Right.
It's very, very strict.
And when do you have Taco Bell fourth meal? When is that?
You know, we don't have that in this country.
Oh.
Don't have Taco Bell.
Oh, man. You're missing out. You have actual food.
Well, some might call it that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. How are you guys being judgmental about our Taco Bell? How dare you?
Tacos are Mexican.
No, but Taco Bell's like a shitty fast food Mexican place. But
is that the one with the tiny dog?
Yes. So for a British person to make fun of Taco Bell, you know the food is bad. No offense.
We can make fun of anyone we like. We're British.
Yeah, you guys have made that clear over the years.
Yeah. We can do whatever it is we like. And we have the accent to be able to get away with being authoritarian.
It's so charming when you insult me. I feel like...
You're ass, my friend. Wow, it's Jacobite.
That's so sweet. You call it Jacobite.
Jacobite.
You're like
cuckolded... never mind.
No, but you brought up the little dog Taco Bell. You're like the little dog that goes, meow, meow, meow. Like, aw, isn't that cute? She's mad. Okay. Is the accent. One time I was on the beach.
Get on a plane, and I'll smack you in the throat.
See, that's what that is so sweet, the way you say that with that accent. I'm so complimented. One time a crab walked out of the ocean and started running after me. I was like, wait a second, you're a tiny crab. He's like, come on, motherfucker. Come here, I'm going to cut you.
If you're picking fights with speaking crabs, they, you have issues.
Well, fuck him, he started it.
Don't swear at me, motherfucker. I'll take you down.
Aw, isn't that cute? Aw.
Cock end.
So tell me about, what do you listen to? I listen to one British show and I stopped. I forgot why.
Because the accent.
I couldn't stay. Well, one of the hosts is a complete asshole, but... TV.com? Do you guys... TV.com podcast?
I do apologize to the people at TV.com.
No, the guy is like...
For calling you an asshole.
The male host could be a douchebag. Even when he talks about TV, he says asshole things.
Such as?
I can't... It was so long since I listened, but he would say like these... misogynist things. You're like, oh, you're kind of a dick. And you're 20. What about, now tell me, what podcast do you listen to? And don't say any of the famous ones or I'll have to hang up.
Right, okay. I didn't know there were rules.
That's the rule.
You just ambushed me.
Yes.
There are two I listen to.
All right.
With some frequency? And he said frequency then, put the intonation on the wrong part of the word.
Now, if you said frequency, you could have pretended that that's how you say it in England and that I'm wrong.
I do that sometimes. I say museum instead of museum.
Oof.
I know. I'm a maverick.
No, is that where that's where cows put up their paintings? Go ahead.
Boom! Have you considered a career in comedy?
No.
The two I listen to, one is American, and it's the Flophouse podcast. Is that a famous one? Am I allowed to? Are you going to hang up on me now?
I'm not, but Flophouse was just featured on the AV Club, which is actually pretty cool. So now they might be the famous one. So by the time this comes up, I might have to hang up on you. And the second one? Oh, she started with the second one. No, they're very good. I like those guys.
I might have to hang up on you retrospectively. And the other one is a BBC Radio 5 one, which is a guy called Mark Commode and Simon Mayo, who do movie reviews. But they sort of, they do, because they're BBC, they have a massive budget. So the one they've just done was from Salford, I think, with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. And whilst they talked about film themes, they had the Philharmonic BBC Orchestra behind them that then played film themes. It's pretty cool.
Holy crap, that's what I did with Joey LaPenna. That was the whole episode.
No way!
We had the whole orchestra there. We had about 50 pieces there sitting, and then Joey's cell phone ruined the whole thing.
What a bastard.
What is the name of that BBC Five podcast?
I think it's just called Mark Commode and Simon Mayo's Film Reviews.
Sure, why not? You know, they get all this money. You can buy a title. Go ahead.
I think it's you go to bbc.co.uk and then podcast and then Commode, I think. But you never heard of Mark Commode? He's a very famous film reviewer in this country. He's a big curmudgeon.
Oh, he is?
If there was ever a typically miserable British man, Mark Commode is it. Plus, his name's Commode, which, you know, he must have had a problem with growing up as a former mobile toilet.
His brother occupied?
Boom!
Thank you. And also, if you call the show, and maybe you're eligible too, you can win a prize.
Wow. What can they win?
Yeah. I like the enthusiasm, even though it sounds sarcastic.
I can't win.
What?
I try to be enthusiastic, and you just shoot me down. Maybe you're the asshole. Did you ever think about that?
I'm going to call that guy and apologize. Seriously, listen to this guy. If he's still on the show, I haven't heard in a while. All right. Call our hotline, 646-481-5476. Tell us your favorite blog or podcast. And you could win, if you're a fan of Community, it's the TV, it's the award season for here in America for the Emmys. And they try to get people to vote for their shows. So they'll send them nice packages, kind of cool things with a DVD.
I have one here.
Oh, you do? For what?
Not of that one. Oh, I've got the Comedy Central one.
Oh, yeah. They do good ones. They have, like, all the shows. They used to be fancier back when there were VHS tapes, and they had to be, like, huge packages that you had to go to the post office to pick up. A lot of people don't do fancy stuff, but Community did a really cool thing with that paper fortune teller they have in the beginning. And they have, like, a cool, like, little packet. So if you're a fan of Community, this would be great. And if not a fan of Community, we have a bunch of other bad movies that we can send you.
Such as what? You can't say a bunch of bad movies.
Alien Private Investigator. Can I start there? Modern Problems. Chevy Chase. Can we go right there? Samurai Cop. Nail Gun Massacre.
Samurai Cop. Why do people make these films?
Oh, it's fantastic. So I think we wasted people's time.
Well, if they didn't, I'd be out of a job.
Yeah, what would you be doing? You'd be teaching about real movies. You'd be bored. So
dare you.
Well, one more time, can you just tell Joey LaPenna to screw off?
Not yours, Joey. What is it called?
LaPenna.
Joey LaPenna.
Yeah.
What a stupid name. Yes. Sounds French.
He's an Italian Jew.
Pizza. Joey LaPenna, tête de merde.
That's right.
It's French for shithead.
Wow, but even when you make fun of Joey, it sounds so nice. Aw.
It's how I lure people into a sense of security. And then,
what?
Poof. I steal their wallet, and away I go.
Now, you started your own podcast?
I have, yes.
What is that? Why don't we promote that?
Okay. It's not a film-related, but it's a sort of writing exercise. They're writing a book at the moment, and so to get me into the actual writing mood, on a Sunday I will take something little and write up to 2,000 words, and then me and my monkey voice record it and put it out there on the interwebs.
And what is the monkey voice podcast called?
My Minutia. That's right. I went pretentious on your ass, motherfucker.
Whoa.
That's right. I'm an autodidactic polymath. You just have to live with it.
I work in television. I don't know what any of those words meant.
Autodidactic polymath. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker, I got that one. I know I'm from New York. Well, Jersey, but we say New York now.
But
recommendation does not have to be a movie related. Do you have non movie related podcasts you listen to?
No, how sad is that? That my life revolves around film.
No, it's great. You made a living out of it. Sad, sad.
You sound like my mother. You sound like my mother. Oh, great. Oof, yeah, make a living out of movies. Why don't you?
Sorry,
how's
brother.
The comedy writing going? Fine, Mum. When are you going to get a proper job?
When are you going to get a proper job?
You always need jobs at the post office. Why don't you go work at the post office?
Yes, right. What did parents say to their kids in the post office? Why don't you go pursue your dreams?
They say, please don't shoot me.
Oh, no. All right, now you've crossed the line.
Hey.
You have that in England?
You're the one that's pro KKK.
Why would you say that on my own show? I'm pro for two of the K's, by the way. Let me just make that out there.
You love all the K's.
Of all K's.
And it's handy that you, the Shark Attack 3 podcast that we did, uh-huh. I mean, well done for editing that down to 40 minutes, because that was 2.5 hours long. But half an hour of that was you railing against women and the Jews. So well done for cutting that out.
Well, I didn't want anyone to know about it, so I took it out.
And that's for your own other podcast.
That's my other podcast. I don't know, but you know, your stuff about black people I thought was racist. But you know,
it had to be said. In the stuff about the Chinese that you did, in the Koreans, there was disgust. I had to stop and be sick.
I made myself sick.
Yeah, I remember we were both being sick together. Thinking there must be some website where two people throwing up would earn us some kind of money. You know, like German Scheiser videos.
Yeah. Well, you were saying how much you love German Scheiser videos. That was...
Yeah, it was. And you were telling me how you'd been in them.
I've been in a few. I've been in
two men, one small cup.
Yeah, the cup is never big enough. This thing, you'll never be rich enough, young enough, or have a big enough cup to poop in with another person. That's my life lesson to you right now.
Always poop in a big cup. That's your life lesson?
Well, I'm saying the cup will never be big enough. Do you know what I mean? No one's ever thin enough. No one's ever young enough. No one's ever rich enough. And the cup that you and your pal, maybe Joey, are pooping in at the same time in a German Scheisse video called Two Jews in a Cup may never be big enough. That's what I'm trying to say.
And that douchebag will probably ruin it with his bloody phone.
Okay.
What was that? If I can't be Jewish, then you can't be Latin American.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
No, you can't be Jewish.
Mishpucha.
Yeah. No, I can't do a British accent.
I don't want to be a yent or anything.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing my family all over again.
I think the British were the ones that saved the Jews.
Think again. Ask Sarah Palin.
With Paul Revere and his ringing his bells and shooting his gun.
We went up to Hitler and we said, we can have our guns and our tax breaks for the rich.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if that's how she saw history.
Self-serving is what history is.
She's amazing. I hope she does run. It would make up for Trump not running.
I know, that was disappointing.
That was so disappointing. Yeah, imagine him as president. We'd love it.
Oh, you would love it.
We did it in this country with a guy called Boris Johnson, who's the mayor of London, who is a buffoon. And we voted for him because he was a buffoon.
Well, I don't know if you were familiar with our last president.
He was very popular.
Very popular. According to who?
He won, didn't he?
He won twice.
Yeah.
Well, he won once. He won once.
Boom! That's right there. Damn you, Supreme Court. Oh, that's right. I know my international politics.
Nice.
I'm well-versed. Told you, autodidactic polymath.
Still, the motherfucker, if you said that, I'd get it.
I like putting motherfucker after words that people might not know. Because people always say that your swearing shows a lack of vocabulary. So if you put really long words in front of the swearing, they haven't got that excuse.
Shit. So what's the next movie you want to talk about? And we'll talk about it in a couple of weeks.
God, there's so many movies to talk about. So many. Have you seen Raging Sharks yet?
No, I will look up Raging Sharks.
Have you seen Night Train to Terror?
No, I heard that's terrible.
Oh, you have to see that. It has the kicking ass theme tune ever. Dance with me, dance with me.
It's a real movie,
Satan,
though.
God in a, yeah, Satan, yeah, Satan and God in a train. And with these gay dancers.
Sure.
Do you remember, was it Ronan and the Laughing?
Ronan and Martin Laughing.
Remember they, yeah, Laughing, and they'd have the thing where they'd tell a joke, and then there was a bit of music, and then there'd be another joke.
Yeah, yeah, and then
like,
they would dance.
It's like that. Yeah, it's like that. Except instead of jokes, it's three mini films.
Oh, I thought there was another one with some famous people in it. This is not...
No, there's no one famous in this one. But it is mind-blowing. You know the feeling you had when you watched Troll 2 for the first time?
Yes.
And you went, oh my goodness me. No things could be that weird and bad.
God and Satan are on a train.
On a train.
Discussing the fate of three individuals. The story.
Are you reading this?
No, no, it's off the top of my head. The stories...
You liar.
...of the people in question are told in a trio of very strange vignettes, which means bad, I guess. One involves an insane
vignette
asylum. One involves an insane asylum with some very interesting treatment plans. Another involves Death Club, quote unquote. And the final
is the best one.
Death Club?
The Death Club's the best one. It's got a man melting.
Sure. It's a Death Club. You know, the second rule of Death Club, you're dead.
You die.
That's
the first rule of the first rule of Death Club is you die.
Oh yeah.
The second rule is you don't call the police.
No, because you're dead. The final story shows the adventures of a server of Satan. This is a strange movie. This is the IMDb plot summary.
Dance with me, dance with me. So you have to get the theme tune on there.
I'll put that on the show.
Amazing.
So can you? Buy
and I don't say that lightly. You can watch it online.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's a public domain movie. I think you can watch it on the IMDb website.
Oh.
That's right. Oh, I am all knowing. I am so wise.
Oh, no,
and
yeah,
I,
here it is. You
I
have to
speak
be over
so
17.
Well.
You have to log in. Don't I look old enough? God, I hate being carded. All right. I'll just figure out.
Especially by the internet. There's so much filth on the internet, and they dare ask me for my age.
Yes. What about all those 16-year-olds using my passcode? To watch this stuff where you have to be 17.
Your special Scheisse password. For those intimate times alone with your cup. It's never full enough.
Hey there, Proudly Resents listeners. This is John Mathot of Horrible Movie Night, the live movie riffing show in Hollywood, California. Just a short message to let you know that our next show will be Saturday, July 16th, 2011 at 8 p.m. at the Complex Theater in Hollywood. You can find out all the information at horriblemovienight.com. And in July, we are very proud and ashamed to be present from 1981, Kiss Daddy Goodbye, about two psychokinetic twins who watch their father murdered by a biker gang and reanimate his corpse to take revenge. It's going to be great. We're also very pleased to welcome both the writer and writer-director, Alan Silver and Patrick Regan, and potentially some other special guests. And the great thing about Horrible Movie Night is that you can yell at the screen. So show up, bring your best funny. If you give us the greatest riff of the evening, you could even win a prize. It's only $10. Once again, come to horriblemovienight.com. It'll give you all the information. Of course, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, like all of those other sites out there. So, we hope to see you, and keep listening to Proudly Resents.
Oh my God, you just told me there was no celebrities in Night Train to Terror. Richard Mull from Night Court.
We don't get Night Court in this country.
It was like 100 years ago.
We don't know where, but we've never had it. We don't even know what that is. You as an American, have to stop thinking.
Oh,
the rest of the world has what you have.
You as an American. Listen, the other day you kept telling me how great Are You Being Served was, and I had no idea what that was.
I did not.
You love Are You Being Served.
I am going to punch you in the elbow.
That's so sweet. But that sounds so nice, though, you say it.
Nothing but vagina innuendo.
Is that what that is? I've never seen it.
Have you never seen Are You Being Served?
Well, it used to be on here on PBS, like before Doctor Who. And you're like, oh, well, I got to watch it. It's got to be as good as, you know. It is not. I don't know what they're saying. Didn't really care. There's a lot of laughter, a lot of applauding.
There's an old woman who's dead now, but her character was Mrs. Slocum, and she had a cat. But every week there would be some innuendo around the word pussy. My pussy got so wet last night, I had to bring him in out of the rain. And it was just as just like that. That's the quality that they were going for. Every week there would be a Mrs. Slocum's pussy joke.
Wow.
And a John Inman, I'm a bit gay joke.
Now, what would have happened if she'd never got a cat? Like, say if she got a dog, the whole show would have been a lot shorter.
It would have been rubbish. Everybody loves a cat stroke vagina innuendo.
Sure. I don't know. I suggest anyone out there watch Night Court.
What is Night Court?
It was a show from the 80s with this guy who was a prop comic, and they had him playing a judge and those wacky things that happened at an overnight courthouse. And it lasted for like 30 years. It was on forever. I would say it was on almost as long as Are You Being Served. All right, what do you think was on longer? Our shitty show, Night Court, or your shitty show, Are You Being Served?
I'm going to go for Night Court, which sounds to be like... You've described it like Carrot Top meets Judge Judy.
That's how they sold it. By the way, it got 7.7 out of 10 stars. How many years was your show on, Are You Being Served?
12, 20? Somewhere between 12 and 20.
Yeah, this was 8. No. We can't take that much crap here. 8 years.
No, we can. We had a show called Last of the Summer Wine that lasted about 30 years. Just about 4 old men living in an old country village.
Are you serious?
Yeah, have a look.
They never died?
Well, once the cast started dying off one by one, and then they cancelled it after only one, I think, member of the original cast was left.
Are You Being Served started in 1972. It got 8.4 stars, so people like it better than Night Court.
It's the pussy jokes, I'm telling you.
Wow, it lasted in 1985, which is a year after Night Court started. So there, it must have been like, we don't need it. We got Night Court.
Have a look at Last of the Summer Wine. See how long that fucking stuff lasted.
What was it called?
Too long. Last of the Summer Wine. And it had this really sort of brass band introduction, so theme music.
Started in 1973. Roy Clark's Last of the Summer Wine.
And when did it go off?
According to IMDb, it is not off the air. It's dash.
just last year is when it stopped.
No, you're not kidding me. The 2010.
Yeah.
Almost my entire life.
It was shit even when I was a kid. It got so much viewership. And they would all get into capers. Like there was a famous one where they're trying to move a bathtub, and then something happens, and they slide down the hill in a bathtub. That's the 30-minute episode. That's literally it.
I was going to ask you, do you think they ran out of plots? But no, I don't think
they never had any in the first place. This week, how about Compo, which is one of the guys whose joke was he was scruffy and he wore a hat.
I see that in the poster.
Maybe this week, how about Compo puts his Wellington boots on the wrong feet? There you go. Genius.
Done.
Job done.
Are you serious?
14 million viewers. Yes, I am serious.
Wow.
When have I ever not been deadly serious about some of the shit comedy that we have in this country?
Well, what can you recommend? Like, when I was in, I don't want to show off, but I was in Edinburgh during the Fringe Festival.
Where were you?
Edinburgh.
This is. I do not understand why Americans can't do this. When it ends with what it looks like a burrow, it's you pronounce it B-R-A. So, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? That doesn't make any sense.
No, not brow. Bruh.
Bruh.
There you go. Edinburgh.
Anyway, I was in Edinburgh. Edinburgh. And for the Fringe Festival. And anyway, asking people what to recommend to comics and TV shows, and they recommended The IT Crowd.
Oh, I love The IT Crowd.
Yeah, it's a great show. Peep Show.
Show's very good.
What else would you recommend along those lines?
A British, that's probably the best. That is the best of the British comedians.
What do you think of Mighty Boosh? I never really took to it.
Okay, I did my first ever television show with Julian Barrett, who's part of the Mighty Boosh. It was very popular for sort of students. I tell you what is an amazing television show in this country and an amazing comedian is Stuart Lee. And Stuart Lee's Comedy Vehicle, which is on its second season at the moment. Just amazing. The Thick of It, obviously. Anything Amanda Iannucci does.
Oh, yeah, who's that?
Amanda Iannucci. They did the film version that was nominated for an Oscar.
What was that?
I can't remember what they called it.
Oh, in the Loop?
In the Loop, that's
I love that movie.
So that's in the thick of it, which is very good. And Gavin and Stacey, set in Barrie, which is just a few miles from where I live.
When I looked up Stuart Lee, I got Spitting Image from 1984, which also you should be embarrassed about.
Hey, Spitting Image was a good satirical show.
Oof.
There, take that.
No, the only thing you think of is the Phil Collins video.
It was great for its time.
We had an American version hosted by Fred Willard called DC Follies that was like really, really cheap puppets and really bad impressions of political figures.
Why does that name ring a bell?
Who, Fred Willard?
Fred Willard.
Look him up. He's in everything. He's in every Christopher Guest movie.
Ah, that's it. Yes.
He's great. No, I know. He's our Stuart Lee, whoever that is. Okay.
He's not. I'm telling you. Stuart Lee's comedy vehicle.
Comedy vehicle. Hold on. 8.5. So they like, in England, they like it a slightly better than Are You Being Served? Stuart's comedy vehicle, the show you highly recommend, is 0.1% better than
I am a very good friend of Stuart Lee, and I think that would probably be a very big selling point for his TV show. Just 1.1 more than Are You Being Served or Last of the Summer Wine.
One less cat joke. Or one more cat joke. I don't know. Depends how there's
no pussy jokes in Stuart Lee's comedy vehicle. It's just stand-up and then a mixture of him talking to Amanda Iannucci. But his stand-up is superb.
Is he out here at all? You don't know.
I don't think he is. That sort of comedian doesn't really tend to go over to.
Why do you say that?
America. He's very cerebral.
I don't know if you insulted me or gave me a compliment with that accent of yours.
He's very cerebral. Cognitively speaking, he's a tour de force.
Yes. He's a tour de force.
He's probably like John Hodgman, but with an edge.
That's what Hodgman's missing, is an edge.
If Hodgman was a ninja.
Oh, well then there you go.
You are in the office of a daytime court TV producer. The Judge Judy's, the People's Courts. Yeah, shows like that. The cases are insane. The litigants are insane. The only thing the staff has to keep them going is shitty office coffee and the threat of being replaced. This is my cubicle. This is daytime justice.
All rise.
My name is Sharon Houston. When I'm not working in front of the camera, which is more often than not, I'm working behind it. But the crazy stories I have are about working in daytime court TV. It's a bizarre world, and you will not believe the things I've seen, heard, done, the people I've met, the things that have happened behind the scenes on tape days, as well as in the courtroom, as well as in the office. It's fucking ridiculous. Now, this podcast is going to take you behind the scenes of these shows. I've worked on several. I have friends who have worked on several. I pretty much know one person who's worked on every single court show there is out there. We're all still friends and probably will be until we leave this planet. I hope you'll be my friend, too, and that you'll come back and become a regular listener of this podcast. Like me on Facebook at Sharon Houston-Comedian. Like the Daytime Justice fan page. Follow me on Twitter at Sharon_Houston and at Daytime Justice. And I'll see you back here for the first full episode of Daytime Justice right here in my cubicle. So go get some shitty office coffee, load it up with some Cremora, a couple of Sweet and Lows. That's how I do it. Sometimes I sprinkle a sugar-free Swiss Miss in there to make it like a mocha, a really shitty mocha.
What was my last screaming?
You just hit me through Skype with your glove.
Your I challenge glove. You, sir, to a duel.
It is something you never hear here in the States is, I said good day, sir.
I said good day, sir. But no. We say only the echelons of the aristocracy.
No one says that, and no one ever says, did you TiVo Rules of Engagement? Because I wanted to see the new one. All right.
We don't have TiVo. We just got TiVo in this country. We only got Pop-Tarts 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Mad Libs?
They were a phenomenon. We don't have Mad Libs. Welcome to Nico and Adams, things that are different about our countries. Do you not have Tiffin?
We don't care about Tiffin. Listen, I don't know what that is, but listen, I'm American.
Listen, lady, I don't care about your tiffin.
What is tiffin?
Snacking. It's like a form of high tea. Popularized during our time, during the Raj, when we decided we were going to occupy India for a while.
Yeah, we never did that either.
What, occupied India?
Yeah, that never came
We used to do that all of the time. We were so bored in our tiny island. We just went around with flags. Well, this looks nice. We'll have it.
Yeah, we remember.
And then what we do now is that we chastise people who do the same.
Right, how dare you?
How dare you invade other countries?
We would never.
Look at you, America, invading three different countries. You should say, one of my favorite things to say is, and it works with when people stop you in the street, it's from a show called Big Train by Graham Linehan, which is just to say, I'm terribly sorry, I don't speak any English. You will be surprised how often that works. I'm terribly sorry, I don't speak a word of English.
Again, it's so polite that people don't know you're just taking the mickey out of them, as you would say. Right? You would say that?
I wouldn't say that. But I know people of my country might say that.
Can I say a chap of your country?
A chap? That's a bit sexist, isn't it?
I don't know what that means.
Chap is normally, again, your PG Woodhouse territory. I say, chap, hello. Hello. That is quintessentially British.
Right.
To say the word hello correctly, which is not doesn't start off as a greeting like we do now. Hello, it was a way of expressing surprise. Hello, what's this?
That's so funny to say that because I used to read Tintin as a kid. He would say hello when he saw like an item on the floor.
Yeah.
I was like, why is Tintin greeting a strange pot that's on the ground?
Hello, what's this? Hello, what's this?
Are you excited for the Tintin movie?
We're great. No.
What do you mean no? That was decisive.
Well, I was never a big Tintin fan.
Oh.
All I remember from Tintin is the beginning. Hergé's Adventures of Tintin, when it was a cartoon.
Oh, I never saw the cartoon. You were never an 8-year-old boy? Why was I so shocked you didn't like Tintin?
In private, sometimes I'm an 8-year-old boy.
Right.
I remember when we did the KKK party? And underneath that, I was dressed as an 8-year-old boy.
Right.
That means it was inappropriate doubly for you to touch me, but you did.
You're trying to get me in trouble with everybody, is that what you're trying to say?
I can do it, too.
With the law, yeah. British. Yeah, you just subtly just completely ruined my life. Thank you very much.
All I have to do is say in my bestest British voice, have you any idea what the man just did to me? That man is a pervert and a fiend. Arrest him. And they will.
That was so convincing, I almost called the police on myself.
Arrest that man! He's a fiend! Don't even speak to me again! I said good day, sir. I said good day, sir! I'm off for tiffin. Do not disturb me, Horatio. Until it's time for high tea at 3 o'clock. Don't give me that 3:30 nonsense either.
So there is high tea. So tea is dinner and high tea is 3 o'clock.
High tea is 3 o'clock. High tea is when you have the tiny cakes with the crusts. Not the short sandwich with the crust and the tiny cakes. That's high tea. That's 3 o'clock.
Oh, I saw Stuart Lee in Edinburgh. Edinburgh.
Bruh. Edinburgh.
Bruh. Very funny.
It's like Leicester Square. Why can't anyone American say Leicester Square?
Because we don't really know where that is.
They always say Leicester Square.
Probably because it's...
Excuse me, do you know where I could get to Leicester Square? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, in New York, there's a Houston Street, which is spelled Houston Street.
I see.
But pronounced Houston just because we're dicks.
Well, at least you've got a reason for it.
It's freaking Houston, you moron. Can't you read?
What was that?
That was a typical, that was my version of your high tea guy.
It didn't sound good.
Let's hear your New Yorker.
You can't, it will look nice. You will look nice. You will look nice. It will look nice. You can eat. I can eat. That's my New York accent. What's the matter with you? Get back to Jersey, you asshole!
You're going to fit in perfectly.
Years of watching Martin Scorsese films.
Yeah, yeah.
You're That's done.
Right. Oh, can you say forget about it correctly?
Forget about it. I mean, that sound like Hugh Grant in... it's called Johnny Blue Eyes. Or
you're right, right. We played a mafia guy.
Hey, forget about it. What's the matter with you?
But not for nothing.
What?
It's a phrase we always said in Jersey. Not for nothing. So not for nothing, but and it would start every sentence and end every sentence with it.
Could you eat? I could eat.
Not for nothing, but I could eat. Could you eat? Not for nothing.
Could you eat? You are done. Go and get your shine box, my friend. You are done. See, I've got the whole package.
Yeah, you are the walking DVD collection of stereotypical Italian-American films.
I like to think so.
You are a walking stereotype.
You know, how can you not watch every single Martin Scorsese film and not have any of it rub off on you?
Oh, yeah. Did you just walk around afterwards, walk around your house?
Yeah.
Hey, motherfucker.
After taxi driver, you're looking at me.
Oh, yeah. You know every a-hole in New York did that. And hitting cars. I'm walking here.
Yeah, but, you know, people in New York did it. They weren't British.
Let's see. Do it in British. I'm walking here.
I'm walking here?
I'm so sorry to bother you, but your car almost hit me. Would you please slow it down?
Excuse me, are you talking to me? Are you? It's just, I'm terribly sorry, but I can't see anyone else here. So I assume that you must be talking to me.
No, not for nothing. Now, this is a double negative, but...
forget about it.
Oh, look,
semantically speaking, it's not correct. I mean, the inference is somewhere else. It should be not for anything.
Right.
Not for nothing doesn't make... Grammatically, of course, doesn't make sense.
What are you, some kind of school teacher over there? I mean, not for nothing, but I don't tell you how to speak in your country.
What's the matter with you?
What are you, some kind of ace?
Hey,
freaking ace.
Yada.
Yeah, that's Three Stooges doing Martin Scorsese.
Why, yada, forget about it.
All right, I got to go have dinner, as you would say. Supper? I would have to go. I mean,
what time?
Well, it's a 2 o'clock supper, so it's more of a low tea.
Lunch, dinner. Food. Nosh.
We're going to have a nosh, as you say in England.
We do.
Okay. Thank you, Nico. Your show is called, what is it? Did you record it yet? Today's Sunday. There's a bit of minutia, a little minutia, a lot of minutia. Jumbo shrimp. What is it called?
Yeah. Jambalaya. Tales of crayfishing.
You do your grandmammy's recipe for jambalaya and other
in the middle
Creole
of
cooking.
I shout, Thomas? That's what I say.
It's like, you're so... great that it doesn't come out race. You're either racist or you're quoting one of our movies. Like, you don't know if you're making fun of Italians or quoting a film.
That's from the Tom and Jerry cartoon.
See what I'm saying?
Thomas? Hey, what about when Tom was dressed like a member of the KKK?
He's bringing a pie to your house?
Yeah. He said, don't trust that, the douchebag guy.
Hey.
What an a-hole.
What an
a-hole. Hey, don't trust that guy. What's the matter with you?
All right.
Why,
so our next film is Night Train to Terror.
Oh, enjoy your nosh.
What time is it there for you? It's your fourth meal. Find a Taco Bell.
9:30 in the evening.
Oh, yeah, good luck. Now, you'll be up for another 10 hours, right?
Yes, I don't sleep. Much like Mrs. Thatcher.
Well, she's scared that Sarah Palin's going to shoot her from a helicopter.
I'm not scared of Sarah Palin. I'd take her on.
You would fight Sarah Palin? How dare you?
Dare you? Good day, sir.
Well, hang on a second. Nico, thank you very much for doing the show. Proudly Resents. Go to proudlyresents.com/contact to figure out how to contact us to tell us your favorite.
KKK.
Oh, yes. Your most racist blog or podcast. 646-481-547.
Hey, Adam, this is Gilly from Video Death Ray, the movie podcast that delves into the bad, middling, mediocre, and sometimes awesome films that haunt your video shelves. For those of you who know us or don't know us, you can find our show at videodeathray.com. I told myself I would try to keep this short, but I'm a long-winded son of a bitch and also a liar, so that may or may not work out for you. I have a couple recommendations for your bad movie podcast recommendation episode. My first one is... a friend and colleague of mine, friend of the show, Kevin Marr, actually has a new podcast that he's doing. It's actually a vidcast. And I think it's called So Bad It's Good Movie Reviews. He's doing it with a guy named Rusty Ward. I've never heard of Rusty Ward before, but I know Kevin. And you can find them on YouTube. There's no official site for them, but you can find them at youtube.com/Rusty. And so far, they've reviewed, like, Eaten Alive. They've reviewed Maximum Overdrive. They've done, I think they actually kicked off. They're fairly new. They've only had, like, 3 or 4 episodes. I think they actually just kicked off with the first appearance of Thor in some Incredible Hulk TV movie. Anyways, Kevin Marr is a fucking cinematic delight, and he deserves to be seen and loved by far more people. So I would highly recommend it. Watch it. Very funny shit. My second recommendation, oh my god, I'm running so long. Adam, I hope you're talking over this at this point, because this is just fucking mind-blowingly long. I'm sorry. God, what a fuck-up I am. My second recommendation is the Bamfcast. I actually found these guys through your show, through Proudly Resents. I was trolling your site, as I normally do, and came across the Bad Movie Fiends podcast. I love these guys. This show is incredible. If you're not listening to it, you need to stop what you're doing and go out and check out their show. It's at B, like boy, MF, like Frankenfurter. It's at bmfcast.com, Bad Movie Fiends. These guys are fucking awesome. They just did a Class of 1984 episode that I'm actually in process of listening to right now. And I think the Bamf guys have been on your show or listened to your show. Bamf guys, if you're listening to this, you should hit me up because I want to talk to you guys personally. Anyways, Adam, your show, I want to recommend, that's what I want to do. People are signaling me from off, there you go. There it is, thank you guys. I want to recommend Proudly Resents, duh. Listen to Proudly Resents. Adam, thanks as always. When are you going to come back on my show? You should come back. I forgot what we said we were going to do. We'll do something good. Anyways, buddy, thanks for having me on in message form. Sorry if this was so long. Okay, bye everybody.